KTBB News Time 7:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. A boil water notice remains in effect for a portion of residents and businesses in West Tyler.
After a significant water main break on Loop 323 in front of Sam's Club on Monday, Tyler City officials say the water line has been repaired. But some restaurants have closed due to the boil water notice. The city still has to test water samples before canceling the notice. The city says new water samples have been taken to a lab. If in the clear, life can get back to normal for people in West Tyler.
Our news partner KETK's Nolan Hoffman, an innocent man wanted on a number of warrants, is in the Dallas County Jail after he was shot by a bounty hunter.
Dallas police say Sunday night a bounty hunter named Dion Hackworth was after 29-year-old Kalen Spencer. He was wanted in Ellis County for a number of warrants, including burglary, family assault, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and evading arrest. An arrest affidavit says Hackworth found Spencer outside the Gabriel Apartments, just east of the downtown Dallas area. But police say Spencer refused to surrender, instead getting into a fight with Hackworth, then jumping into the car of a woman who tried to help Hackworth. As Spencer tried to drive away, the affidavit says Hackworth opened fire, wounding Spencer, who was later found in Valley Ranch and taken to the hospital. Now Spencer is being held without bond. Dallas police say the whole matter will end up at the Dallas County Grand Jury to review the arrest and how the shooting went down.
LP Phillips reporting, ERCOT says it's looking at options to plan for the electric grid of the future.
ERCOT says it's launching an era of planning. Chief Executive Pablo Vegas says the forecast for demand keeps growing. By 2030, he says demand will increase 152 gigawatts. That's an increase of 40 gigawatts from the forecast they put out just a year ago. He says AI, more data centers, and crypto mining are the leading causes of that growth. Plus, the Texas population keeps growing, too. He says oil and natural gas plants are closer to population centers, but a lot of the growth now is in solar and wind, which are usually farther away. So he says ERCOT and providers should work together to speed up the construction of new transmission lines.
Alan Skaya reporting, an investigation into the Texas Lottery Commission has come up with some surprising results.
A deep dive into a record-breaking jackpot reveals that the winner knew what he was doing. He bought up all the winning combinations to secure the $95 million jackpot. Don Nettles, who runs a website called The Lotto Report, says the tickets were all bought online.
Having these apps enables the rich people to walk in any state, anywhere, and buy their jackpot.
She has doubts that the millions of tickets were ever printed, which calls into question if any state laws were broken. She says the Lotto Commission saw the sales and knew what was happening but did not tell anyone. Buying up an entire draw is not illegal.
Michael Board reporting, cicadas in one state are becoming a police matter.
Cicadas are emerging from underground in several states this month in the eastern U.S., and they're doing so by the trillions. The red-eyed insects are making so much noise, they're prompting calls to police in South Carolina. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office posted a message on social media Tuesday explaining the noises being heard are buzzing cicadas and not necessarily a law enforcement matter. Their collective songs can sound as loud as a jet engine. Scientists who study the bugs are often forced to wear ear protection.
Tom Graham reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK. Nothing like trillions of bugs, right? And a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Wednesday. It is April the 24th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be bringing you all the latest in local, state, and national news, updates on the world of sports, and, of course, the latest on today's weather forecast, and that is coming your way next from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet. We are glad you're tuned in with us this morning. KTBB News Time, 7:06.
Outdoor Furniture. Wouldn't you know, the store with a showroom almost as big as a football field would have the largest selection of outdoor furniture around.
Office Barn in Tyler.
The store with every type of desk imaginable. Chairs by the thousands. Basically an online office furniture warehouse with a huge Tyler showroom.
Office Barn.
It's hard to outdo or outsell Office Barn's new outdoor furniture selection. Outdoor sofas, love seats, Adirondack, and rocking chairs. Swivel and glider lounges. Peruse our online patio. Introductory sale on all outdoor furniture this month.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
New, gently used, and factory closeout office furniture.
I'm John Longcrier, supporting our local community with discounts for nonprofits, schools, governments, military, and first responders.
On Highway 69 between Tyler and Lindale, across from the big, big American flag, Office Barn.
You name it, OB stocks it.
There are hundreds of different shades of the color green.
Trees, shrubs, and lawns, gorgeous in every way.
But deep underground, the roots you don't see can cause such grief.
But here come the squeaky clean plumbers to the rescue.
Since Rub-A-Dub brought New Flow to East Texas,
underground plumbing problems are a piece of cake.
We'll make it right without hurting your trees or digging up anything green.
So your yard remains pristine.
And we keep things flowing nice and clean.
Not just clean, squeaky clean.
Online at rubadubplumbing.com.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings going on right now at Tyler Ford.
Do you have a metal roof? Do you want one? At Cables Roofing, we do all types of metal roofing. For a true lifetime roof system, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 7:08. Time for a look at our weather forecast. Here's KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday, with a chance for some isolated showers and maybe a rumble of thunder in northern areas, mainly this afternoon and evening, but most of the day and most of us will be dry. We are going to see those high temperatures make it into the lower 80s today, so a few degrees warmer than yesterday and a bit above average for this time of the year. The big noticeable difference, though, for our day on Wednesday is that it is going to be a lot more humid out there, with dew points now in the 60s. We're going to get winds today out of the south at around 5 to 10 miles per hour, so a lighter breeze than yesterday. For tonight, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and maybe a rumble of thunder north of Interstate 20 early on, but most of us are going to be dry out there, with temperatures dropping down to the middle 60s, winds overnight out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Thursday, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the lower 80s. We should be dry for the day on Thursday, but staying humid out there with a south wind 15 miles per hour. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And folks, it is 68 degrees over Tyler Pounds Regional Airport, 67 degrees over East Texas Regional Airport, and 68 at KTBB. Melissa has a walk through the headlines for you next. KTBB News Time 710.
We all know how unpredictable and sometimes scary East Texas weather can be. Nothing we can do about that. But rural East Texans can be prepared with propane from Gas and Supply. Propane is safe, efficient, clean, and less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it even in bad weather. Gas and Supply in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. But that's not all. Gas and Supply is the East Texas welding headquarters. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. And here's one of the best propane services at Gas and Supply. They save you money. How? Because Gas and Supply refills by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need. Think propane and remember American and family-owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running in all East Texas weather conditions. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more in 7 East Texas cities and on the web at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
Not everyone with a real estate license is a realtor.
A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Shannon Franzen is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We represent our clients above ourselves.
Realtors are real estate agents that are bound by the highest ethical standards.
If a client doesn't know the market, you go to their house and they say, if I got an offer of $150,000, I would take it right now. And you know that that house is worth $250,000. I am legally bound to explain to you what your house is actually worth, not to go to my car and call my investor friend and say, oh, look, I've got somebody that'll sell for this much.
There's the easy thing, and then there's the right thing. You can count on a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors to do the right thing. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit GTAR.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors. GTAR.com.
So much is changing so quickly now.
What are you doing about it?
You stay up to speed when you're out and about with 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB. But don't fall out of the loop when you're in off the loop.
When you hear the name,
take us home too. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Can you tell me what's happening with this?
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by Choice Hospice. Your choice for hospice care in East Texas.
KTVB News Time, 712, 68 degrees in Tyler, 67 degrees in Longview, and a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's in the headlines?
Well, world shares have tracked a rally on Wall Street, led by strong gains for technology-related stocks. U.S. futures rose, while oil prices also edged higher. After 6 months of delays and heated election year wrangling, Congress passes a $95 billion foreign aid package. Now, in addition to foreign aid, the Senate advanced a provision regarding the Chinese social media app TikTok. Columbia University could soon finalize an agreement with student protest groups. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial continues. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon announcing charges against a suspect charged with breaking into the home of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass this past weekend. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports next, KTBB News Time, 713.
You never know when the power is going to go out.
We lost power even at our church this past Sunday.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
You just never know when a power outage will occur, and whether it's in the cold of the winter when we're freezing cold, or if it's in the summer and it's hot, you want your AC working. If you don't have backup power, you don't have any power.
What's it like at your home when the power goes out?
The worst part of a power loss is you never know how long it's going to last. And with a standby generator, you really don't care.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two.
We're local. We can help you make the right decision on which generator you want and help you get it installed. We've been in business for 15 years serving our neighbors here in East Texas.
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
Heads up for all you bosses out there. You probably have an assistant who makes your life easier and keeps it going behind the scenes. This is for you. Wednesday, April 24th is Administrative Assistance Day, and if you're like me, you need all the help you can get. Show your administrative assistant, your right-hand person, or whatever you call them, just how much you appreciate what they mean to you with a great gift from Sweet Gourmet in Titus French Quarter. Sweet Gourmet can put together a gift at any price. They have the largest assortment of chocolates, coffees, teas, yes, teas for those who love it. Sweet Gourmet is a huge assortment. Also, for those who love to cook, Sweet Gourmet's olive oil and balsamic vinegar bar. It's a wow, and the selection is endless. Maybe a candle from Tyner Candle Company. It's a favorite all over the country, not just here. How about jelly beans? Yep, jelly beans, candy, beautiful kitchen towels, or French cheese sets. The list is endless, and you know they deserve it. Administrative Assistance Day, April 24th. Shop the Sweet Gourmet in Tyner's French Quarter and online at sweetgourmetonline.com.
KTBB News Time, 715, 68 degrees. Time now for sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. One of sports' brightest stars is Nike's latest collaborator.
Caitlin Clark is about to get paid. The college basketball phenom and number one pick of the 2024 WNBA draft is set to sign a deal with Nike worth up to $28 million over 8 years, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed people familiar with the situation. Last week, The Athletic reported that Clark was nearing an eight-figure deal with Nike and that the two-time National Player of the Year is expected to get a signature shoe with the company. Clark took the women's college basketball world by storm over the last 2 years, taking Iowa to back-to-back national championship games. She was selected by the Indiana Fever with the first pick of the WNBA draft.
Joe Morgan with that report in NBA playoff action last night.
Doncic, five to shoot. Against Harden, Doncic lines it up.
It goes!
With a minute 26 to go in L.A.
Luka Doncic posting 32 points. Kyrie Irving added 23 as the Mavs tried to get some back after a big loss to the Clippers in Game 1. Dallas led most of the way but lost the lead in the fourth. Then a 14-point run put them back on top for the 96-93 win. Coach Jason Kidd said that with both teams under 100 points, it was, quote, 90s basketball at its best. Kyrie Irving is glad to be headed home with the series even.
I mean, we know the percentages. You go down 0-2 in any series, it's going to be tough to come back. So
we just wanted to focus in on tonight's game and head back to our Dallas home court and be able to play in front of our fans with a game under our belt.
Game three on Friday in Dallas. The Phoenix Suns held Minnesota's Anthony Edwards to just 15 points, but teammate Jaden McDaniels put up 25, a career high in the playoffs for him. The Timberwolves won it 105-93 to take a 2-0 series lead. And a big night for Indiana's Pascal Siakam, who led the floor with 37 and added 10 boards. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard had 34, 26 of those in the first half. But the Pacers won all four quarters and the game 125-108. That series tied at a game apiece. A rough night for starter J.P. France and the Astros.
Topman, left field, the other way. McCormick at the wall. Gone! Mike Topman the opposite way. Let's go, Mike. Pounder. He pounds it the other way, and it's 5-0.
Topman wasn't done, adding a solo blast in the eighth, and the Cubs beat the Astros in their opener 7-2. The Mariners got to Ranger starter Dane Dunning with a pair of two-run homers, accounting for all the scoring. The Rangers posting just three hits as they fell to Seattle 4-0. Seven Texas batters went over on the night. And in college basketball, the Aggies beat Houston 13-11. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 7:18.
Make your dreams come true at Stereo and Video Center. Don't miss your favorite sports or your favorite shows and movies. Great entertainment and technology at home, your patio, your car, and your boat, you name it. It's just a click away at StereoVideoCenter.com, South Broadway, Tyler. The Stereo and Video Center professionals are ready to help you create a family room, man cave, or whatever you call that special place anywhere in East Texas. You and your family and friends can watch the big games and feel like you're right there. See your favorite movie or listen to the best music. Building a new home or looking to improve the one you currently live in? Stereo and Video Center puts home surveillance, networking, automation, smart lighting, and more just a touch away. And they offer motorized solar and bug screens for outdoor living spaces. Plus the best window tinting in East Texas for your car, truck, or SUV. It's all there at Stereo and Video Center, South Broadway, Tyler. For over 50 years, expect the best. Stereo and Video Center and StereoVideoCenter.com.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way. With Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. 68 degrees in Tyler, 67 in Longview. KTBB News Time 7:20.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Spirit AeroSystems says Boeing will be giving it advance payments of $425 million and help it address issues like higher levels of inventory and lower cash flows after the U.S. aviation regulators capped the plane maker's 737 MAX production. Under the deal, Spirit will maintain a production rate that supports Boeing's contractual production demand. The agreement comes amid discussions that Boeing will buy back its former subsidiary. The Biden administration has announced it finalized a rule that sets minimum staffing levels for nursing homes that receive Medicare or Medicaid dollars. Under the new rules, nursing homes will be required to provide roughly 3.5 hours of nursing staff time per resident per day. The bill will be introduced in phases to give nursing homes time to hire additional staff. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 263. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
If you're putting off getting a backyard pool hoping that interest rates will come down, stop.
You're not going to save any money by waiting for interest rates to go down.
Azalea Pools owner, Stacy Wilson.
Because while you're waiting for interest rates to go down, the prices go up, so it offsets anything that you would be saving. So you might as well be enjoying your pool now, and you're going to pay about the same.
Unlike a lot of pool contractors, Azalea Pools had the resources to buy ahead and stop the clock on inflation.
What we did is by buying things ahead, by making deals with our subcontractors, we are still able to build a pool at the same prices that we were building pools in 2020.
Don't put off enjoying a backyard pool. All it takes to get started is a call or a visit to Azalea Pools. The Azalea Pools Outdoor Living Design Center is on Highway 110 North, a mile west of Toll 49. See them online at azaleapools.com. Azaleapools.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 67 degrees in Longview, 68 in Tyler.
The Harris County Sheriff's Office is grieving the loss of a 20-year veteran deputy after a minor accident turned deadly.
Deputy Investigator John Cadu pulled over to assist with the minor crash by turning on his emergency lights and entering the center median area with the other motorist. A white Chevrolet 2500 traveling northbound swerved to avoid the deputy's vehicle and entered the center median grassy portion. Deputy Cadu attempted to avoid the truck by running out of harm's way, but he was unfortunately struck. The driver of the pickup remained on scene and is cooperating with the investigation.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the accident occurred around 9:30 Tuesday morning. Cadu was life-flighted from the scene but died as a result of his injuries. Officials in El Paso detail riot charges involving migrants.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks reveals a grand jury overruled a judge's decision to dismiss state riot charges against 140 migrants accused of surging past a fence at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The grand jury indictment is essentially a brand new case.
Noting, unlike the judge, the jury found probable cause those arrested participated, citing video evidence.
To approach our country, to tear down walls, to endanger people's lives, we've got to take a stand.
Hicks says these are misdemeanor charges, which could result in up to 180 days in the county jail and up to a $200,000 fine.
Kristen Goodwin reporting a program that would have given some residents of Houston guaranteed income is on hold.
The Texas Supreme Court has ordered Harris County to put the guaranteed income program that would provide $500 a month to about 2,000 people on hold while the justices decide if it's legal. If it's put in place, Harris County would become one of the largest counties in the country with a guaranteed income program. Other major cities in Texas, including Austin and San Antonio, have offered similar programs since the pandemic, but have not faced legal action. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the program, which he calls the Harris Handout, violates the state constitution. The program is funded by the 2021 federal pandemic relief package.
Lisa Lacera reporting. Taylor Swift's new album is prompting a resurgence in old-fashioned typewriters, thanks to a mention in the Tortured Poets Department. Those who repair the machines are loving the attention.
Swifties obsessed with the new album, poring over the lyrics. She sings about a breakup with her boyfriend who comes to retrieve his typewriter from her apartment. The nostalgia for those old machines has some fans dragging out their parents' old typewriters and calling a repair shop.
They already have grandma's old typewriter, and now all of a sudden they want to have it fixed up.
Todd Payne runs Lazy Dog Typewriters in Texas. He's thrilled with the resurgence and thinks it will stick around. There's something about the noise of a keystroke and the bell that he says sucks you back in.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
This is Linda.
Hi.
Linda loves dogs.
and dreams of having a nice backyard where she can play with her dog.
Fetch, boy.
But she lives in an apartment with no dogs allowed. So she talks to a Southside Bank lender who guides her to a mortgage she can afford. She buys a house with a nice backyard and gets her dog. At Southside Bank, your story matters. Learn more at Southside.com. Southside Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. I'm here with Jeff Feliciano, Executive Vice President at Feliciano Financial Group in Tyler. Jeff, you and your brother Jose emphasize a team approach to retirement planning, and you believe that one key member of that team should be a CPA. Why?
Yeah, I mean, part of creating wealth is what? Reducing taxes. And am I saving money the most tax efficient way? Am I accumulating money the most tax efficient way? When I get to a point down the road and I start taking income, what buckets do I pull from? What investment vehicles do I pull from with the mindset of how do I do it the most tax efficient way? You know, there's only two truths, right? Death and taxes.
Thank you, Jeff. The retirement planning professionals at Feliciano Financial will be happy to sit down with you and show you how their team approach can help you win at retirement. Visit FelicianoFinancial.com to book a no obligation, no pressure appointment. Investment advisory services offered through Lion Street Advisors, LLC. FelicianoFinancial.com.
Shutters add enjoyment and beauty to your home, but who made them and where you bought them matters.
We sell Norman because of the quality manufacturing process and the lifetime warranty offered by the manufacturer.
AM/PM window coverings owner Alan Meredith.
Well, if you plan to keep your home for a few years, it matters if you ever have a problem. We're here to take care of you, and Norman's here to take care of you even if we aren't.
Not all shutters are created equal.
What we begin to see from some of our competitors is a shutter with no name brand. I'm not sure where it comes from or who makes it. I don't think I would buy any product if someone's not proud enough of it to put their name brand on it.
AM/PM Window Coverings offers the best blinds at the lowest prices every day, and they stand behind what they sell. AM/PM Window Coverings is independent and locally owned. They're on Highway 69 south of Toll 49 in Tyler. They're online at ampmwindowcoverings.com.
If you could cover the length of a football field in 5 seconds, you could name your price as a pro football player. But cover that same distance while looking down at your cell phone, and the price could be your life. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Toll 49 hopes you'll spread the word. Save time. Drive Toll 49. But do it with your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Sponsored by NetRMA, the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. NetRMA.org.
KTVB News Time, 729, 68 degrees. Melissa, what's on the other side of the news?
Well, Mr. Gleiser's going to kill me, but we have to talk about it. An Australian hospital urged snake bite victims to stop trying to catch the slithery culprits when seeking medical attention after one patient came in carrying a serpent in a loosely locked box. Quote, "We honestly don't want people interacting with snakes any more than they already have," Dr. Adam Michael, director of emergency medicine at Bundaberg Hospital near Brisbane, told the Australian broadcast company. Quote, "Any attempts to either get close to a snake, to catch or to kill, or to photograph the snake just puts people at risk. About 3,000 people suffer suspected snake bites each year in Australia." Michael related how one victim brought an Eastern brown snake with them, carrying the serpent in a plastic food container that was not very well secured. The snake tried to get out, which ended up frightening hospital staff. He also cited examples of patients bringing in snakes contained in plastic bags and even less secured plastic containers. The hospital then had to pay for the snakes to be relocated to the wild. Michael asked patients to focus on their wound, receiving treatment, stay calm, avoid cleaning the affected area, and apply firm pressure while seeking medical attention ASAP.
Don't go back to the snake.
Come on, man. Leave them alone. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. 68 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Major vote in the upper chamber. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that foreign aid bill late last night. The final vote, 79-18. Here's what's in it. $26 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific.
People angry about the bill demonstrating outside the Brooklyn home of Senate leader Chuck Schumer.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
President Biden says he'll sign the bill today. Part of that tent city at Columbia University remains in place today. The school extending a deadline to remove the encampment, saying it's making progress in talks with leaders of the student protests. Military horses running loose in London. Well, London police corralling all seven horses. At least four people were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 7:31, temperature 68 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, you can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. On this Wednesday, although it's obvious the Trump hush money trial is politically driven, there is some importance attached to it. The signal on that is how anxious the corporate media is to see Trump convicted. CNN and NBC, in particular, are salivating. The former president is not likely to be sent to prison, even if he's convicted, but he could be fined and embarrassed. He will not lose core support, but some independent voters might be influenced. Of course, the Biden campaign will run wild with any guilty verdict. However, Trump could derive benefit if Americans believe that he is being unfairly prosecuted. Corruption in the business and political world is a given in every nation. Wait until you see what we will present in my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents. That statement does not excuse dubious behavior, but provides some context. Donald Trump is a target of the far left New York justice system. That is wrong because it's a misuse of power. And the entire country is negatively affected by this flimsy excuse for a trial. The Trump defense is hoping for a hung jury. That would be a huge victory for the former president. But really, there are no winners in this one. Back after this. Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Medical advances have made non-invasive surgery possible, reducing downtime. And new plumbing technology has made pipe repair quick and effective, often complete within hours instead of days. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is the first in Texas to offer Hammerhead Blue Light technology. No more torn up yards, landscaping, or foundations, and no extended hotel stays while work is done. Work is complete in hours with little or no collateral damage. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, serving all of East Texas.
KTBB News Time, 7:35, 67 degrees in Longview, 68 degrees right now in Tyler. Folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast coming your way in 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. Jury selection resumes this morning in the trial of a Dallas woman accused of capital murder and the death of her infant grandchild.
Her name is Suzette James. The 63-year-old grandmother is on trial for causing the head trauma that killed her one-month-old grandson, Zylan Phillips. A police report said James had been in charge of watching her grandchildren because her daughter, the mother of the children, was in the intensive care unit of the hospital. In the early morning hours of October 22, 2022, James FaceTimed her daughter in the hospital to say she had checked on the baby and it was unresponsive. An ICU nurse tried to talk James through CPR until Dallas Fire Rescue arrived, but the baby died before it got to the hospital. An autopsy said the cause of death was abusive head trauma and child physical abuse. If convicted of the capital murder charge, the penalty would be a mandatory life without parole.
LP Phillips reporting the Supreme Court has taken up an abortion case that could have an impact on Texas.
The high court hears arguments today in a case challenging Idaho's strict abortion ban, which has an exemption for when a mother's life is in danger. It's the same as Texas. A lawsuit is over who gets to make the rules about what constitutes a medical emergency. Is it the states or is it the feds?
States have this covered. We have definitions of medical emergencies. And instead of working with the states, the Biden administration just threatened hospitals directly.
John Segoe is with Texas Right to Life. Today's arguments put abortion back in the national spotlight a few months before the November election.
And this is Michael Board reporting non-compete agreements for employees who want to jump between jobs in the same industry could soon be a thing of the past.
The Federal Trade Commission voting Tuesday to ban these non-compete agreements, which don't allow employees to leave and take jobs with competitors or start their own competing companies for a certain period of time. Historically, these agreements have been used with high-level executives, especially in the tech industry. More frequently, though, lower-paid workers have been subjected to agreeing to the non-compete agreements as well. The FTC argues these agreements hurt workers by reducing their ability to switch jobs for higher pay. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they plan to sue to block the measure, which means it could prevent the rule from taking effect while the legal process plays out.
John Saucier reporting Marshall police arrest a Wisconsin couple following a theft incident at Walmart Friday night.
According to our news partner, KETK, Bridget Eleanor Payton, age 32, of Burlington, Wisconsin, was arrested for failure to identify as a fugitive, credit or debit card abuse, theft of property, and two warrants from Wisconsin. Nicholas Eberill, age 41, of Franksville, Wisconsin, was arrested after a reported short foot chase and charged with theft of property, evading arrest and detention, failure to identify as a fugitive, and a warrant from Wisconsin. Jared Jones, KTBB News.
And a popular roadside destination is recognized as one of the best-paying retail stores in the country.
Business Insider has named Buc-ee's as the fifth highest-paying retail store in the country for entry-level employees. They get a starting wage of $18.18 an hour, compared to the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Buc-ee's also offers paid time off and 401k matching contributions. At the top of the list is the clothing store Patagonia with a starting wage of $21.88. Outdoor brand REI came in at number two. Costco is number three. And furniture store IKEA is number four.
John Mark Dempsey reporting. Did you write all that down, Jeff?
I did.
From the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Those are all my places. Thanks, MK. Folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast coming your way next. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
What does full-service jeweler actually mean? In plain language, well, I can talk about CAD cams and prongs and tips and solder and laser welders. That's jeweler talk. Let's just talk plain English for a change. Life takes a toll on our jewelry. It's really as simple as you bend it, we straighten it. You twist it, so we smooth it. You mash it, we mend it. You wreck it, we write it. Think of us as a jewelry spa for the pieces in your life which hold magic and memories of moments of love. We massage your ring, repair your bracelet, restore your pendant, shine it to its original beauty. Do you remember what it looked like when it was brand new? Well, you will when we slip it back onto your hands. Full service, repair to restore, the simple to the impossible. Come see us at Gems Jewelers. We actually do it all. Gems Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
Every realtor is a real estate agent, but not every real estate agent is a realtor.
Realtor is held to a certain higher standard of ethics.
Coleman Fitzgerald is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We're 100% doing the right thing. to represent you, not doing what maybe make us money at a quicker, faster rate.
For a realtor, getting the true market value of your home always comes ahead of getting a quick sale.
It's a lot easier to sell a house below market value without the work that it would take to do things correctly. We do the right thing. We're not going to knowingly let somebody underprice the value of their home.
A realtor member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors brings you local expertise together with the highest ethical standards. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit gtar.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors. GTAR.com.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time 7:41. Time for a look at our weather forecast with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday with isolated showers and a few rumbles of thunder in northern areas, mainly this afternoon and evening. But most of us are going to be dry today. We are going to see those high temperatures climb into the lower 80s, so a bit above average for this time of the year, and more humid than the past couple of days. We'll see winds today out of the south at around 5 to 10 miles per hour, so a lighter wind than yesterday. For tonight, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and maybe a rumble of thunder north early on. Otherwise, we are dry tonight with temperatures dropping down to the middle 60s, still staying humid out there with a southeast wind at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Thursday, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Winds pick up once again. For the day on Thursday, out of the south at around 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour at times. Still staying humid, but we should be dry for our Thursday with rain chances ramping up through the day on Friday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 67 degrees over Lake Cherokee, 68 degrees over Lake Tyler, and 68 at KTBB. World Wednesday trivia is next. Some fun with geography today. KTBB News Time 7:43.
Well, the potentially bitter cold days of winter are behind us, together with their potential impact on the power grid. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. But that only means that spring storm season is at hand, along with the inevitable downed power lines. All to say that the power is going to fail at your place sooner or later, and there you will sit in stuffy, uncomfortable, unproductive darkness. That is, unless you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. With a Generac automatic standby generator, power failures are just no big deal. Your lights and air conditioning stay on, and your life goes on. Generator Supercenter can design and install a Generac automatic standby generator system just like ours here at KTBB, and they can help you pay for it with easy, affordable financing. It's no wonder, then, that Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler, and they're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
KTBB News Time, 7:44, 68 degrees. And folks, you can be a sub above with a free gift card from Jersey Mike's with World Wednesday Trivia. One winner per household every 60 days. We are looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822 is the number. 903-593-5822. And here is today's question. Which is the only U.S. state bordering a Canadian territory? Which is the only U.S. state bordering a Canadian territory? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look at sports, the Justice Department reached an agreement with the victims of sports doctor Larry Nassar.
Over $138 million will be paid out to over 100 alleged victims of convicted former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. The Department of Justice announcing the settlement stemming from an investigation that reported the FBI failed to take action regarding allegations of sexual abuse by Nassar. Nassar was accused of abusing hundreds of victims over the course of two decades and is currently serving a multiple decades-long prison sentence. The DOJ says they hope the settlement will give the victims, quote, some of the critical support they need to continue healing.
Ryan Schmelz there. NASCAR driver Eric Jones sitting out this weekend at Dover Motor Speedway over an injury.
During Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway, Jones was involved in a multi-car wreck where it was later determined that he suffered a compression fracture in a lower vertebra. There is no timetable for his return, but Jones will be in attendance at Dover, according to Legacy Motor Club. Reserve driver Corey Heim will replace Jones for Sunday's race. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Delaware on Sunday, 1 week after Tyler Reddick won at Talladega. Race time is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1.
Joe Morgan there. In their series opener in Arlington, the Mariners got to Ranger starter Dane Dunning early. Cal Raleigh went yard with a two-run shot in the first, and in the third, Julio Rodriguez stepped up.
Hey, there we go. High drive left field. Wave. Bye-bye. Yeah. Julio with a home run. His first of the season. A two-run shot. And the Mariners have a 4-0 third inning lead here at Texas.
That was the end of the scoring. The Rangers posting just three hits, seven batters going hitless as Seattle shut out Texas 4-0 to start the series. Astros pitcher J.P. France, meanwhile, got shelled in Chicago, the Cubs pounding a five-run first inning. Mike Tauchman launched a pair of bombs, accounting for four Chicago runs. Jake Myers hit a solo homer late for Houston, but the Cubs took this one 7-2. In the NBA,
Gafford gets rid of it. It's Irving.
Kyrie had 23 points while Luka led with 32. The Mavs pulled ahead in the fourth quarter for the 96-93 win over the Clippers. And we had the Timberwolves beating the Suns at 105-93. The Pacers over the Bucks 125-108. Your money now is next. KTBB News Time, 7:47.
Hey, East Texas, with all of the out-of-town roofers heading back home, it's time to find you a great local roofer. A local roofer that's established. A local roofer that's certified by a major shingle manufacturer. A local roofer that's insured and comes highly recommended. Well, Advantage Roofing and Solar fits all that criteria. Since 2008, Advantage Roofing and Solar has been the trusted name in the roofing industry. They are the only Owens Corning Platinum certified contractor in East Texas, and the only three-time winner of the Tyler Morning Telegraph's Best in Town. Advantage Roofing and Solar also carries $1 million liability insurance policy and are accredited members of the Better Business Bureau. To schedule your no-cost roofing analysis with the local pros at Advantage Roofing and Solar, visit them at AdvantageRoofingCompany.com and click the Schedule Appointment button. Then simply click out a date and time that's good for you and book it. It's that easy. Contact the local pros today at AdvantageRoofingCompany.com. And get the advantage on your side.
Everything you wanted to know about office cubicles, but didn't know who to ask.
Office Barn and Tyler, the cubicle king.
New, gently used, and refurbished cubicles, $250 and up. Nobody beats Office Barn's in-stock selection of cubicle solutions for your office.
Cubicles of various heights. Cubicles with privacy doors. Cubicles that go all the way to the ceiling. All backed with skilled assembly and installation. Office Barn Space Planning Service can help you maximize space and productivity.
New, gently used, and factory closeout office furnishings in large quantities. Desks, chairs, lamps, storage cabinets, lobby furniture, conference room tables.
I'm John Longcrier. For the second straight year, readers of the Tyler newspaper have voted Office Barn best furniture store in town. Thank you. Supporting our local community with discounts for nonprofits, schools, governments, military, and first responders.
On Highway 69, between Tyler and Lindale, across from the big, big American flag, Office Barn.
Nancy Boone of Flint is our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above. All right, so which is the only U.S. state bordering a Canadian territory? It is Alaska. Canada is the world's second largest country by area. It has the longest coastline in the world as well. Its border with the U.S. is the world's longest at 5,500 miles. Its land border touches 10 U.S. states. Canada itself has 10 provinces and three territories. Those territories include Nunavut, Northwest Territories, and Yukon. Yukon shares a 750-mile border with Alaska. And now here's a fun fact. Not a lot of folks in Yukon. It's bigger than California with a third the population of Tyler. Your Money Now coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. More at TexasMutual.com. 68 degrees, KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Boeing has reported a narrower-than-expected loss and lower cash burn than analysts had feared as it stabilizes its supply chain after the mid-flight blowout in January. Boeing lost $355 million in the first quarter, or 56 cents a share, well below the $1.76 expected. Revenue also fell 8%. The FAA has barred Boeing from increasing output after finding numerous quality issues along the plane maker's supply chain. Shares of SenseTime Group have surged more than 30% after the Chinese AI giant announced its latest artificial intelligence model, called SenseNova 5.0. The new model's major advancements include a focus on knowledge, mathematics, reasoning, and coding capabilities. However, the competition is fierce. Tech giants Alibaba and Baidu are also developing their own AI platforms. Futures are mixed. The Dow Industrials gained 253 yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm with Donnie Thedford at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, if a major appliance at your home is showing its age, right now is a fabulous time, thanks to GE, to take care of it before it quits altogether.
You know, that's right, Paul. There's not a better time than to upgrade your current appliances than right now. We've just brought back our trade-in, trade-up appliance sale exclusive to GE this year. So if you come in and purchase a qualifying washer, dryer, refrigerator, or dishwasher, Don's TV and Appliance, nowhere else. We'll give you up to $150 back for that old appliance when you trade it in towards a new appliance. We've got stuff in stock, guaranteed next day delivery. Trade in, trade up at Don Steven Appliance.
Thank you, Donnie. Trade in, trade up prices through May 4th on qualifying GE major appliances, along with Neighbor Helping Neighbor service. Two of the many reasons that Don's TV and Appliance is your Get More store. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 68 degrees in Tyler, 67 degrees in Longview. And folks, it is time now for Decision 2024 with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Decision 2024 is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Forney, and online at HibbsHallmark.com. Well, we lead this morning with the latest polls. According to the Real Clear Politics averages, former President Donald Trump leads President Biden by greater than the margin of error in the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, and Nevada. Biden has a half-point edge over Trump in Pennsylvania. Trump has a one-point edge over Biden in Wisconsin, both of which are within the margin of error, making them both a statistical tie. And that's about all the actual 2024 campaign news we have this week. The rest of the story is taking place on college campuses and in a New York City courtroom. The trial began this week in the falsified documents hush money case brought against former President Trump by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Fox News Radio's Nate Foy filed this report yesterday.
The state's first witness, former American Media CEO and President David Pecker, testified about his efforts, along with former President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump leading up to the 2016 presidential election and publishing negative stories about Trump's opponents. Pecker testified that he made a secret agreement in 2015 to alert Trump's former lawyer, Cohen, of negative stories about Trump, while Cohen would then work to kill those stories. Pecker answered questions about suppressed stories stories from former Playboy model Karen McDougal and a false story from a Trump Tower doorman. While leaving court, Trump criticized the court's gag order, which the DA's office claims he's violated at least 10 times.
For his part, the former president, not very happily gagged, is expressing his opinion of the trial quite forcefully.
This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Meanwhile, way uptown in Manhattan from where Donald Trump's trial is taking place, a scene reminiscent of the 1968 presidential campaign season is playing out. At New York's Columbia University, as well as on other university campuses across the country, students are staging loud and disruptive protests over U.S. policy as it pertains to Israel's war against Hamas. President Biden has so far been rather quiet regarding the protests, as Fox News Radio's Jackie Heinrich reports.
He has tweeted 25 times since Saturday, including 9 times about climate. He made no mention of this in his remarks yesterday. And although there was a strong White House statement over the weekend, it was written by the Deputy Press Secretary, Andrew Bates. This afternoon, the Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, did put out a statement. He posted in part, "Anti-Semitic hate on college campuses is unacceptable. I'm deeply concerned by what is happening at Columbia University." He went on to say that hate has no place in our schools. All education leaders must stand definitively against hate, anti-Semitism, anti-Arab, and anti-Muslim sentiment.
And that's about it. Surely sometime a more normal presidential campaign will begin, but for now it's college protests and courtroom drama that are dominating Decision 2024. Follow Decision 2024 here on KTVB and online at ktvb.com/decision. Decision 2024 is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. I'm Paul Gleiser.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. You just need the right real estate agent that you can trust. Hi, it's Glenn Beck. And when it comes to real estate in East Texas, the agents I would work with, the Burks team from REMAX Professionals. Whether it's choosing a great selling price or knowing how to correctly market your home, the Burks team is the right choice for you. I met with them, I know them, and I can say the Burks team is committed to giving you the best experience when it comes to buying and selling a home. They have decades of experience and use cutting-edge technology. The Burks team, they have an amazing home value estimator that'll give you in a matter of seconds what your home is worth, the value of your home today. So if you're curious to find out what that is, go directly to the website, TylerHouseHunters.com. Once your curiosity is piqued, you can contact them directly. Let the Burks team use their skills and marketing strategies to sell your home quickly and for the most amount of money possible. Nobody markets better than the Burks team. Go to TylerHouseHunters.com now.
If you own property, you know that comes with a lot of challenges, but overpaying on property tax shouldn't be one of them. Hi, folks. Jeff Rourke here. Let me tell you about a company called OwnWell. That's OwnWell. They believe that when it comes to paying your property tax, you should only pay what's fair. Did you know you can fight for fair property taxes and save thousands of dollars every year? But you need some help to guide you through the process. OwnWell has experience and can navigate the process for you. Sign up with OwnWell in less than 3 minutes and with no upfront costs, and you'll have access to their team of experts and cutting-edge technology. 86% of OwnWell's customers save on their property taxes, an average savings of over $1,100. OwnWell includes local tax experts, cutting-edge technology, and best-in-class customer support, along with no upfront cost and a savings or free guarantee. That means if you don't save, you don't pay. See their happy customer reviews and sign up today at OwnWell.com. 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 Start saving today.
Locally owned.
Locally managed.
Locally committed.
Your only local news radio.
97.5 FM,
KTBB, and KTBB.com.
KTVB News Time, 7:59, and a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. We hope that you are hitting all the lights green on your way to work. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
An update on a water main break affecting thousands in Tyler, and the former delivery driver accused of killing an 11-year-old Texas girl has been indicted. Andrew, how about weather?
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our Wednesday with an isolated shower and storm north of Interstate 20. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 67 degrees right now in Long Longview, 68 degrees in Tyler. Andrew's complete forecast coming your way, folks, just after the top of the hour. Some great talk shows. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock, Jimmy Fallon at 11. And on the Glenn Beck Show, SCOTUS takes the case over ghost guns. That's right after the local news. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.